It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Walgreens is entering the Dow Jones Industrial Average group of 30 stocks, and GE is leaving. Why is that significant? We'll explain in a moment. First, these money headlines. The cost of a gallon of regular gas has jumped to a nationwide average of $2.88 as of mid-June, from $2.32 a year earlier. That's the word from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But the news isn't all bad. While the cost of gas has soared almost 22% in the past year, the cost of food has risen only 1.2%, and food prices have slowed since the start of 2018, rising only about one-third as rapidly as they did a few years ago. Sales of previously owned U.S. homes declined in May for the second consecutive month, signaling that a run-up in prices, rising mortgage rates, and limited inventory may be holding down home purchases during the spring buying season. Compared with a year earlier, sales in May were down 3%. In May's home sales extend a slow spring selling season. Sales have fallen on an annual basis for three straight months. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street team argues that home prices are not likely to come down anytime soon. It has a lot to do with supply and how few homes are being built even now, 9 years after the recession ended. Plus, big home builders don't have much of an incentive to seriously step up the pace of construction. They face less competition than they did in the past. Many smaller operators were wiped out in the housing bust, and rising material and labor costs are a further disincentive for boosting production. This is Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Welcome back, everybody. Walgreens is in and GE is out, of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that is. Now, why is that significant? Well, Wall Street Journal markets reporter Michael Wirsthorn is here to discuss. So, Michael, we're speaking of the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. What is that group of stocks, and what does it tell us about the market?
So it's a group that's created by an index, an index committee, and their goal is to choose 30 stocks that are representative of the U.S. economy as well as the stock market. That list changes. It's not based on, say, quantitative measures like the S&P 500, so it's largely at the discretion of this committee. But they do try to adhere to some simple principles, and that is they don't want the makeup to drift too far from sort of where the economy is now. So that's why you've seen over the last several years the shift away from industrials, more toward technology, and a focus too in some cases on say consumer, such as with the recent addition of Walgreens. But it's supposed to be a pretty close representation of just sort of how the broader U.S. is functioning and moving ahead.
So while GE's departure from the Dow 30 list is significant, it certainly isn't the first time this happened. Other companies have been brought out of the Dow 30, others have been brought in.
There's in fact been, I believe, 51 changes to the Dow Industrial since it was founded in 1896. The most recent one before GE was in 2015 when Apple replaced AT&T. So it's common. And if anything, over the last several years, you've seen the pace of the changes pick up a bit. And they're not just when it comes to whether or not a company is maybe in bankruptcy or is going through a merger and acquisition. You've seen these changes changes happen just because of whether there may be something fundamentally shifting within the company itself.
And in GE's case, it's been a member of the 30-stock index since 1907, but its recent financial troubles kind of lessened its place as a barometer of the overall economy.
It was a continuous member since 1907, but in fact, it was one of the original 12 members when the index was created in 1896. It fell out, came back in, and what led to this most recent expulsion is the fact that, you know, GE, since especially last year, has gone through an incredible transformation and an attempt to right its business. It changed CEOs. It's contemplating a breakup of its business. It cut its very highly coveted dividend. And all that, you know, as those things were going on, investors were increasingly speculating whether or not this would mean the end for one of the oldest components in the oldest component that was still remaining in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
So let's not forget about Walgreens in this whole equation. It is a powerhouse company, and that earned it a place in the Dow 30.
And what's interesting about it, too, is that it's a real retail company. And a lot of the focus that we've seen in the stock market has been around whether retail can survive the Amazon shift. You know, I think Walgreens has done some interesting work in pivoting and trying to take advantage of the shift in healthcare behavior among consumers, just the shifting landscape and how consumers want to shop and interact. And with this addition, it's going to be interesting to sort of see how long it can maintain that position, considering that I think a lot of investors are still trying to figure out where does retail go from here. And Walgreens, while it has made some changes, it's got a lot of unanswered questions as how does it continue, you know, as a company that's farther flung from what it originally was as this drugstore pharmacy provider.
And there's an irony here you point out in your story. GE's market cap is still twice as large as United Technologies, which is still a Dow 30 stock. Can you explain that?
As of June 19th, General Electric still had a bigger market cap than five other Dow constituents, and that include, as you said, United Technology, Caterpillar, which is a big influencer in the Dow. But all that said, it doesn't really matter so much what the market cap is of these underlying companies. What matters more is the actual stock price. So you'll see in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, companies like Boeing and Caterpillar, their share prices trade, you know, fairly high, certainly higher than GE, which is, you know, say around $12 a share as of June 19th. They have a much bigger influence in the stock. So if Caterpillar were to gain $5, $6 a share, that immediately leads to at least a 30 to 45 point swing in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. GE might see a bigger percentage move, but because its share price is so much lower, it just doesn't have that same sort of effect over it overall. So while it's really interesting that GE still, you know, it's fallen a lot since those highs in 2000 when it was once the most valuable company in the U.S., and its market cap still is a fairly respectable size in the public stock market.
And just to be clear, when a company's inclusion in the Dow 30 could draw attention to it, its place in that list does not directly influence its performance as a stock. It's really just there as a measuring stick. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. And the one thing I'd add, too, is that one of the reasons why you probably wouldn't see a massive change in the stock price because of an announcement like this is because the Dow Jones Industrial Average just doesn't see the same number of index funds that track it compared to the S&P 500. The S&P 500 has something like nearly $10 trillion of assets through various types of mutual funds, ETFs, that all track it. So when a company goes in and out of there, you'll see some move, but it'll be a little more magnified than you see the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is something about $25 billion of money that tracks that overall. So its inclusion and exclusion isn't going to really make or break for GE. And in fact, you know, there's been several companies like Bank of America and I believe AT&T as well that have seen share price increases since they were removed from the index over the last several years.
And the Dow Jones Industrial Average, is that related to the Dow Jones company we work for here at the Wall Street Journal?
So at one point it was. When the index was first founded, Charles Dow was one of the writers of it, one of the first editors of the Wall Street Journal. Over the years, that has changed as Dow Jones itself has divested itself of its index business. The relation that we still have besides the name, though, is that the Wall Street Journal has two seats on the indexing committee that helps decide what companies get to go in and go out of the index. So there's still a relationship there, but just not as tight as it first was when that index was first created.
All right. And that is about everything you wanted to know about the Dow 30, but you were afraid to ask, but you listened to the right podcast. And that is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Michael Wurstthorne joining us here in our studio. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.